We are beginning tonight's Shir in Siman Ayin Resh Beis. We are up to Sif Tes, the second line on page Nun Aleph, the page following 100. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes, "B'makom she'ein yayin matzui," in a place where wine is not found. Yesh omrim shemikachin al sheichar ushar mashkin chutz min hamayim. There are those who say that you can make kiddush on beer or other drinks besides water. V'yesh omrim she'ein mekachin, and there are those who say that you can't make kiddush on anything but wine. Ula harosh, and according to the Rosh, b'layla lo yikadesh al hasheichar ela al hapas. Friday night you should not make kiddush on beer. You should only make kiddush on bread. Ubaboker yoser tov lekadesh al hasheichar. But Shabbos morning, it is better to make kiddush on beer. Sheyavarech olav shahakol kodem birchas hamotzi. And the kiddush Shabbos morning will be making a shahakol on the beer before you make your hamotzi on your bread. She'im yivarech al hapas tchila, because if you're just going to make kiddush on the bread Shabbos morning, so ein kan shum shinui. There's no change from the regular hamotzi, because kiddush Shabbos morning doesn't involve anything but the bracha. And therefore, if you're making kiddush on the bread, you're just making hamotzi, there's nothing nicker that you're making kiddush. And therefore, Shabbos morning, the Rosh says you should use the beer over the hamotzi, so it's nicker, you have a special bracha for the beer, and then you make a bracha on the hamotzi. The Mechaber says, V'divrei tamhim, this logic of the Rosh makes a lot of sense. Says the Ramah, V'chein ha-minog pasha k'divrei ha-Rosh, that is the simple minog like the Rosh. V'im yayin ba'ir lo yikadesh al-apas, and then the Ramah says, if there is wine in the city, you should not make kiddush on bread. Umi she'eno shos yayin mishum neder, one who asked wine upon himself as a nether, and therefore he can't drink it. Yochol lekadesh olav, he's able to make kiddush on wine. V'yishtu acherim hamasuv and imo, others that are sitting with him will drink it. Since he can't drink it, he can make the kiddush, and they'll drink it. V'im ein acherim imo, if there are no others with him, yikadesh al hapas v'lo al hayayin. Then he should make kiddush on bread and not on wine. O yishma kiddush me'acherim, or he should go and hear kiddush from others. So let's go back now and see the Mishabura beginning in Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Sif Katan Chav Dalet is going back on that which the Mechaber said in the beginning of the Sif. Then a place where there is no wine found, so there are those who say you make kiddush on beer or other drinks and not on water. Says the Mishabura in Chav Dalet, Shemikachim al Hasheichar, you make kiddush on beer. V'davka b'mokom dahave chamar medina, you can make kiddush on beer davka in a place where it is the drink of the country. It means to say there is no wine found in the whole city during that year. And because there is no wine found, which is normally the regular drink that they would drink, so then the ikar drink is from sheikhar or other drinks. Then you could use it. But if there is wine found in the city, just it happens to be expensive, mikri matsui, that's called wine being found, and you would not be able to go to the Chamar Medina. V'im ein yayin Yisrael matsui, and if there's no Jewish wine that is found, afal pi sheyein einam Yehudim matsui, even if there is yayin from the einam Yehudim, well mikri matsui ayideizeh, since it is usher to drink it, it is not called matsui, and you would be able to go on to the beer and to make the kiddush. Let's see the bir halacha over here. The ramaskel shemekachin al sheichar. I am b'mishabura. Look what we just mentioned in the mishabura. V'hu me'amagin avram b'shem aposkim, and that is from the magin avram b'shem the poskim. That is the very big chumra that the mishabura just brought down in terms of when you could use chamar medina. The mishabura said in the beginning, dafka in a place where it's chamar medina, meaning that there's no wine found in the whole city this year, and therefore the ikir shtiyah from the other drink then is chamar medina. But says the Biralocha Vidas HaRambam, but the opinion of the Rambam is much more lenient. He says the Imrov Shtias HaMedina Hu Sheikhar, if the majority of the drinks that are going on in that country is beer, Mikri Chamar Medina, that's called already Chamar Medina. Umashma Dafilu Yesh Gamkein Yayin Ba'ir. And it's Mashma Lefi the Rambam that even if there is wine in the city, it still could be called Chamar Medina. That's a very big kula in defining Chamar Medina. Ahu Sover, however, there is a chumra of the Rambam as well that comes along with it, and that is that the Rambam holds the lo mahani chamar medina ela b'havdolah. But the Rambam holds that chamar medina doesn't help for kiddush; it only works for havdolah. Aval b'kiddush ein rashai lekadesh al shum mashkin chutz min hayayim. But by kiddush, you can't make kiddush on any drinks other than wine. So we have a kula legabe chamar medina, but a chumra in terms of when you can use it. Afi the Rambam, so the Biralocha tells us that even though the Mishabura brings from the Magen Avraham Mishnah in the Poskim that were very machmir, only when there is no wine found in the city the whole year, then you could say the most common drink would be Chamar Medina. The Rambam is much more lenient, even if wine is found, but the majority of drinks is coming from something else, that would be called Chamar Medina. But the Rambam comes along with another Chumrah, and that is that Chamar Medina only helps you for Abdullah, doesn't help you for Kiddush. But as we'll see as we go through the Mishnah Berurah tonight, that the minhag is to be lenient, like the Rambam, that Chamar Medina is okay even if wine is found, and it in fact works lefi ar minhag for Kiddush as well as Havdalah. So we seem to take both kulas. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kodno Chavei. We said, if there is no wine that is matsui, there are those who say you can make Kiddush on the beer or other mashkim. The chola v'shemen ein bechlal zeh. Milk and oil is not part of this. The ha eino chamar medina, that's not considered chamar medina. The ein regilin l'shtosa l'mashka, it's not normally used as a regular drink. Umasha kosav chutz min amayim, that which the mechaber says, except for water, rotzolomra means to say, af im shtias kol hamokom ahuhu rak mayim. Even if in that place the only drink that they're actually drinking is water, afilu hachi ein din o likroso chamar medina al yidei zeh, that still will not give it a name of chamar medina. And therefore, that's the chiddush, that water, even if it's the drink that everyone's drinking, still would never get a din of chamar medina. Va'odos yayin sarif ayin lakamei, and look what we'll say shortly about whiskey. We'll get to that soon. Sifkadun chavav chutz min amayim, we said any drink could be considered chamar medina except for water. Va'ayin lakamam mesimin reish tzadivav sebeiz amasher kasadnu shavim mishtabura. Look later on in reish tzadivav sebeiz, where we'll get into more details about what exactly is considered chamar medina. So we had in the Mechaber, first the Machlokas, opinion number one was the Yesh Omrim that says you could make Kiddush on beer or other drinks except for water, and there are those who say that you can't. And then we said the Achra of the Rosh, and that was that at night you should not make Kiddush on beer, you should make Kiddush on bread, and in the morning you shouldn't make Kiddush on bread, you should make Kiddush on beer, and the Mechaber explained to us the reason why during the day it's better to make Kiddush on Pass, on the Sheikhar over the Pass, is because if you make Kiddush on Pass, you're not doing anything. You're just making a regular Hamotzi. It's not Nikkur that you're making Kiddush. Therefore, Shabbos morning, it's better to make Kiddush on Sheikhar, so you have the extra bracha, and it will be Nikkur. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekadon Chav Zayin Ula HaRosh, Gam HaRosh Sivir Olei Ka Yesh Omra Rishon. Even the Rosh holds, like the first Yesh Omrim, that you can, in fact, make Kiddush on Sheikhar Ushar Mashkin. Elokevon Shahapas Bo Lutzorech Suda Shabbos. But since the bread comes for the needs of the Shabbos Suda, Choshev Tfei Mi Sheikhar Lekadesh Bo Balayla. That's considered more Choshev than the Sheikhar, and therefore, that's the first choice for Kiddush Friday night, if you don't have wine, to make Kiddush on bread. Uladina Yesh Lizar Lechadchila Shalo Lekadesh Balayla Al Shum Mashke Chutz Min Hayayin. And really, Medina, you should be careful of Chathchila not to make Kiddush at night on any drink besides for wine. O pas im ein yayin ba'ir, or on bread if there is no wine in the city. Ukid lakame, like we'll see later on, the harbi gedolei harishonim machmirim she'en yotze bazei de Kiddush. Because many gedolei rishonim say that you are not yotze Kiddush with other drinks. The gamma mechaber lo echriya bazei lalocha. And even the mechaber, he brings down the machlokas, but he doesn't come out lemaisa what we should do. And therefore, really, Medina, one should just use wine. If he doesn't have wine, he should use bread for Kiddush Friday night. When you make Kiddush on bread, you keep your hands on the bread till the end of the Kiddush. The reason why your hands should be on the pass throughout the whole Kiddush is the kemosha tzarech lechos biyado hakoshel Kiddush. The same way that when you're making Kiddush on a kos of yayin, you hold the kos in your hands the whole Kiddush. Kach tzarech lechos apas biyado kshemekadesh al pas. By the same token, you should hold the bread while you're making Kiddush on the bread. So whatever you're making Kiddush on, you should hold that. And therefore, same way we know that by Yayin we hold the kos, so too your hand should be on the bread. We did discuss the details of the process of exactly what you do earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkadun Chavtes, Tov L'Kadesh, that's going on that which the Mechaber says that in the morning is better to make Kiddush on beer. Hainu du bazehu yoser tov me'al hapas. Shabbos morning is better to make Kiddush on beer than on bread. Kemosha mefaresh atam, like the Mechaber explained the reason. Again, because if you're going to make Kiddush on bread, it's not nicker that you're making Kiddush, because that's the regular hamotzi, but making Kiddush on beer is an extra bracha, so it's more nicker. Aval yayin b'makom shu matzui, but to use wine in a place where it is found and available, vada yivarech ola v'afilu bayom. For sure, wine comes first, even during the day. Wine is the best choice. Kedemuchach b'simen reish peites, like we'll see later in simen reish peites. However, in our countries where the wine is expensive, and the most of the drinks that people are drinking in the country are from other drinks. So it's not the minhag even of great people to look after wine specifically for Kiddush during the day. According to everyone, Kiddush Shabbos day is only midrabanan, and therefore, since the wine is expensive and most of the drinks in the country are from other mashkim, so we see that even the gedolim are not makbid to have dafka wine. And therefore, they are reliant on the more lenient opinions, and they make Kiddush on chamar medina. But one who makes Kiddush during the day on wine, vaday osa mitzvah min hamuvchar, it's pashit that he is doing the mitzvah the best way, and that is a maila. So even though they're knowing to make Kiddush on other things besides for wine, lamaisa, wine is still the best choice. Again, the Mechaber said that if you don't have wine, then the first choice Shabbos morning is sheikhar. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat and Lamed, v'im chaviv lo yayin saruf, but if whiskey is more dear to him than beer, yachol lekadesh olav bayom lechatchila b'medirasenu shu chamar medina. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you like whiskey more than beer, you can make kiddush on whiskey during the day, lechatchila in our countries where it is considered chamar medina. Ach, however, says the Chavetz Chaim, sheizor likach kos machzeg revius. You have to make sure that even if you're making kiddush on whiskey, to take a kos that will hold a revius, velishtos mimeno melo lugmov shehu rov revius, and you have to make sure that you're going to drink from it a melo lugmov, which is, as we learned earlier, a majority of a revius, which is a lot when it comes to whiskey. Ubediyevet o b'shas atchak she'ein yachol lishtos kimo lugmov. In a bedyevet situation, or a very pressing situation where the person himself can't drink a whole mulalugmav of the whiskey, the ein lo yayin ushar mashkin, and he has no wine or other liquids that he could make kiddush on, afilu shtias kol ha-mesuvim etzarfen mulalugmav, as we learned earlier, you can rely on the drinking of other people that are there together to be mitzarf to mulalugmav, like we learned earlier in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudal. Of course, we mentioned there that it all have to be tok le'achilas pras. In terms of making kiddush on meidvash or other drinks, I am b'mashik asadnu kamam b'simin reish tadivav b'mishneburah. We'll get to that later in simin reish tadivav. Of course, you always see people taking schnapps glasses and making kiddush, and l'fida mishneburah, that's absolutely not okay, because he says clearly that it has to be a coat that holds the revias, but there are shitas that are brought down, certainly more chassidish shitas, that say since the derech to drink that drink is that way, in a short, in a schnapps glass, to drink less of it, that would be okay. So there definitely is what to rely on, but the Chavetz Chaim is not even bringing it down. So therefore, l'fida mishavura, one certainly should get a kos that holds a revius and should drink either himself or together with other people a shir of a melolugmav. Says the mishavura, sefkat and lamed aleph, so if you're making the kiddush on the beer Shabbos day, the bracha on the beer will be shahakol. Ubazoha bracha shu mosef kodem ha-su'uda, and through that extra bracha shahakol that he's making before the suda, hu hakir shu l'kavod ha-shabbos, that is a recognizable sign that he's making this bracha l'kavod Shabbos, and that's kiddush. Ma she'en kenim yivarach al-pas, which is not the case if he'll make the bracha just on bread, ain't kan hakir klal, like we saw in the rush the mechaber brought, there would be no hakir that he's doing something special for Shabbos. Shari baboker ain't omer nusach ha-kiddush, because l'maisa Shabbos morning there is no nusach of kiddush like there is Friday night. All the real kiddush is the bracha of hagafen or hamotzi or shahakol, and therefore if you're going to do hamotzi, you're not really doing anything nicker. Fine. Then the Ramah told us that the minhag pashit is to go like the rush, and that is that if you don't have wine, you'll make kiddush Friday night on bread, and Shabbos morning you'll make it on the beer. Then the Ramah told us, but if there's wine in the city, you should not make kiddush on the bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Beis. Lo yikadesh ala pas, if there is wine, don't make kiddush on bread. Kedei lochosh ledas Rabbeinu Tam, that is in order to be choshesh for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shesover de ein mekachin ala pas klal, Rabbeinu Tam is of the shita that you can never make kiddush on bread. And therefore, even though there are those who say you can make kiddush on bread, if you have wine, you absolutely should not make kiddush on the bread. Vidar, and you should know, da afilu laharosh v'yeser haposkim de naktinon kavasayu, that even if that you should know that even the Rosh and the other poskim that we go like them, the mutar lekadesh al pas, nalka ben utam, those Rishonim hold that you can make kiddush on bread. Gam kein modu, they also agree the b'makom sheyesh yayin ba'ir. In a place where there is wine in the city, ain mekachin al pas. Even they hold that if you have the option of wine, you don't make kiddush on bread. The ikur mitzvah hu al hayayin. The ikur mitzvah of kiddush is on wine, not on bread. Ach delidetu. But according to those shitas, the Rosh and those who agree with him, im hapas choviv lo yoser miyayin. If the bread is more dear to you than the wine, oz mutter lekadosh al hapas afilu yesh lo yayin. Then you would be allowed to be making kiddush on bread, even though you have wine. V'chein pasak b'derach ha'chayim, and so too pasin z'derach ha'chayim. V'efsher shal zeh somchen ha'olam l'hakal b'zen. It could be that on this, the world is relying to be lenient, to make kiddush on bread when they like it more than wine. So now I'd like to see the bir halacha, the v'maskel v'im yayin ba'ir. Again, to summarize what we just saw in the Mishabura, the Ramah told us that if you have wine in the city, you can't make kiddush on bread. With choshish v'deshita v'beinu tam, that says you can't make kiddush on bread at all. And even the feed the Rosh and those who say that you can make kiddush on bread, they're all moda that wine takes precedence. If there's wine in the city, wine comes before bread. The ikur mitzvah is wine. But then the Mishabur added on that according to them, if the pas is more chaviv, then you're allowed to make the kiddush on the pas. So let's see the Bi'ar Lacha where he brings down an interesting thing. If there's wine in the city, the Ramah told us you should not be making kiddush on bread. I am a Mishabura, which we just did. The pashtus is, even if the pas is more chaviv to you, you should not make kiddush on the pas, you should still go with the yayin. Ukedemuchach me'adarchei Moshe ayin shom, which is clear from the darchei Moshe ayin shom. Omnam b'derach ha'chayim ra'isi shepasuk. Now this derach ha'chayim we just saw brought down in the Mishabura, the second to last line of the page. In the derach ha'chayim I saw that he paskins dima pas chaviv lo yosim yayin. If the bread is more dear to you than the wine, yochol kadesh ala pas, then you can't make kiddush on the bread. Umashma shedaito nota lachria k'moshe metalia b'siosei b'sod varuf. It's mashma b'derach ha'chayim that he's nota to decide the psak should be like that which the Beis Yosef has a tzad at the end, that if you like the bread better, you can make kiddush on bread. V'hinei me'arambam mashma de mefarish de rifta chavivale. It's mashma from the Rambam that this lashon of the Gemara of rifta chavivale, the bread is more dear to him, hainu yosir miyayin. It means the bread is more dear than the wine. U'batur b'shem rav hai mashma, but the tour brings down Rav Haigon, where it's mashma derifta chavivale means hainu shayayin einu mokubul v'nena mimenu. Not just that the bread is more dear than the wine, but it's much more than that. It's you don't like the wine, you get no pleasure from the wine, you really dislike wine. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's a big machlokas of what it means, and when you have the option of choosing the pas, is it just that you like it better, or that you really dislike the wine, and then you're allowed to make kiddush on the pas? So says the Mishabura, v'nira de ba'ofen zesh yetzir Rav Hai. According to this scenario that Rav Hai just set up for us, where you're disgusted by the wine, b'vadai nucha lismuch avas ha-Beis Yosef l'kadosh al-pas l'chadchila. Then for sure you can rely on the Beis Yosef and make the kiddush on the bread l'chadchila. So the Birlach is coming out that if you really dislike the wine, so then you could choose to make the kiddush on the bread. But just because you find the bread more chaviv in general over yayin, there it's already not so pashut to go with the Derech HaChayim over the Derech HaMoshe. That's the Birlach. Then the Ramah told us that one who does not drink wine because he has a neder and wine is usher to him, so he said is able to make kiddush on the wine but give it to others to drink. So the Mishabura says in Lamed Gimel, but Magen Avram mechriya da'aser bezel lekadosh amanash yishtu acherim. The Magen Avram comes out that in this case is actually aser. You can't make kiddush amanash that other people are going to drink it. Kevan shem yodim levarich ba'atzman bari piragafen. Since they themselves are able to make their own bari piragafen, so that you shouldn't make it for them. Ukedemucha lekaman simen reish ayin gimel, like it's clear later on, as we'll see very shortly in reish ayin gimel sevdalid. Rather, if you can't drink wine because you are usher to the wine because of a neder, don't make kiddush and have someone else drink it. Rather, says the Magen Avraham, they should make their own kiddush on wine, you shouldn't be motzi them, and you should make your kiddush on bread. This discussion, this machlokas, the Ramban Magen Avraham, is a big machlokas. It's not so pashut. We will see it in greater detail in Mirtz Hashem next week when we get into Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. But for now, let's finish up the Mishaburas. The last Mishabura for tonight is the end of the Ramah. The Ramah said that if you have a neder that you can't drink wine, so one option which we just discussed, which is a machlokas, is you can make kiddush, give it to others to drink, Or if you have no others with you, the Ramah said, you make Kiddush on bread and not on wine. Or you should hear Kiddush from Acherim, hear Kiddush from someone else. Says the Mishibur in Lamed Aleph, Ratzalam, it means to say, Yelech Eitzel Mesubim Acherim Shemekachin La'atzman. You should walk to other people that are sitting around, that are making Kiddush themselves, and you should be Yotzei Kiddush with them. Why is the Mishabura giving us a speech that you should go for a walk to the other people, just have some emotes to you? So the Shai Tzion points out, a Gavad Gadiyak in Memhei, the lo tiksha mash amra betchila. The Mishabura is adding this in, so you shouldn't be bothered with what we just said before in the Ramah, then ein acherim imo. The Ramah just set up the case that if you have wine us with you because of a neder, you should make kiddush and give it to others to drink. And if you have no others with you, you're solo, you're by yourself, then the Ramah said, make kiddush on bread. And then he says, or hear kiddush from others. We just said you're by yourself. If you're by yourself, and therefore we're saying make kiddush on the bread, so how do you give me the second option of hear kiddush from others? To that, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Mishibur and Lamed Aled, Yelech Eitzel Mesubim Acherim Shemekachin La'atzman. Now, we're talking about a case, there's no one else there. If there are others there, the Ramah just told us, you make kiddush and let them drink the wine. But if there's no one there, we said you make kiddush on bread, or you yotze with other people, but there's no one there. So to that, the Mishabura says, it means to walk to others who are sitting around themselves and making their own kiddush and find a place that you could have them be motzi you in their kiddush. We'll stop here, and Ritz Hashem will continue next time with Sif Yud and the beginning of Reish Ayin Gimel.